You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
According to the Gold Coast Bully, they believe they found the most annoying people on the Gold Coast. And I guess because I live in a high rise, I don't really relate to this annoying thing that's happening around the coast because it doesn't happen to me. But gee, it would be annoying. Drum roll, please, Brixie. According to the Gold Coast Bully, the most annoying people on the Gold Coast are bin scavengers. So I guess what's happened is whenever the government brought in that recycle rule where you get 10 cents for an aluminium can or 10 cents for a glass bottle, people are going around to neighbourhoods on the Gold Coast once our residents leave the bins out for the night, tipping the bin out onto the footpath, picking up the bottles, and then just racking off having left all of the rubbish strewn across the lawn. How annoying would that be? You live in a house, Brixie. You got this going on where you are?
I've not heard of it. No, not at all.
How furious. And so what they've done is they've put up a CCTV vision of someone doing exactly this, and the person just rocks up in their car, kicks the bin over, picks up the bottles, and then leaves, and it makes an enormous amount of noise. So obviously we can't play the vision, but listen to the noise. Imagine you're sitting at home, it's happening, they're saying it at about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you hear this going on out the front yard.
Come on. Oh, mate.
Oh. Where's my taser? It should be legal. Honestly, it should be legal to taser people that do this. Would anyone complain? Like, if I became mayor of the Gold Coast and I brought in a legislation that if someone makes that noise at 1 a.m. in the morning and then just leaves all the garbage all over the place, would anyone complain that you if someone tasered them?
No, I don't.
Taser them, Brixie. No one would complain, would they?
Stop it.
I'd probably get, if I just worked on that one platform alone, I'd get voted in on a landslide, no?
Look at Tom Tate.
Okay, we're going to open the phones up now because I get where they're coming from. I get where the Gold Coast Bully's coming from. If this is happening to you, I can't even imagine how angry I would be. But are they truly the most annoying Gold Coasters? Who else would qualify for a tasering? These people obviously do. I got one for you, Brixie.
Yeah.
You go to Pack Fair and then people stand. Now, I'm a very impatient man and I get that there are way bigger problems in the world than the one I'm about to present, but it's just annoying. People that stand either smack bang in the middle of the escalator so no one else can rush past them in a million miles an hour, even though I've got nowhere to go, or they stand shoulder to shoulder and they're not walking. Stand to the side, mate. Not everyone's got all day like you do. Some of us are in a real hurry for no apparent reason. They're annoying. You got anyone, Brixie? Who's annoying you on the Gold Coast? You want to chuck it over to the listeners?
Oh, I think we should chuck it over to listeners.
Okay, well, we've got a $100 Woolies voucher to give away. I've actually got a couple of them this afternoon, but our number is 132710. Now, here's what we've chucked out there on the table. Who are the most annoying Gold Coasters? Have the Bully got it right that these people are that are kicking the bins over and stealing people's cans? Oh, they're pretty hard to beat. I've got to qualify my remark, by the way. If I had a choice between someone kicking over my wheelie bin or standing just in the middle of the escalator, I'd take the escalator every day of the week. Can you play that audio again, Brixie? The people going around the coast kicking over wheelie bins to take out the bottles that they might be able to get 10 cents. That's enough. All right. We've just chucked it over to you guys. The most annoying Gold Coasters. Is it these bin scavengers? Pete from Burley, what do you reckon, mate?
Yeah, they would be annoying, mate. I'd be out there with a cricket bat, I reckon.
Oh, wouldn't you love to, mate?
I heard them. Yeah. Hit him for a six, mate, that's for sure. But the more annoying people, mate, are the people that actually go and get their petrol, fill up their fuel, and instead of just filling up their fuel and then taking off, or parking the car on the side once they've paid for their fuel, they spend 20 minutes looking at sandwiches, getting coffee, and you're just waiting behind for these people to just... piss off out of that light so you can put some petrol.
What? I get where you come from. Yeah, taser those people. I can't stand that, Pete. I'm so impatient, mate. And when someone, you know, when someone beats you to the counter by 1 second and then it ends up costing you 5 minutes of time.
Yes.
Can I get the Winfield Blues? Yes. Oh, you don't have the Blues? Well, do you have the Peter Sullivan?
I found out what annoys me.
What?
People who go to McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah.
And then look at the menu.
Oh, yeah. It's Macca's, mate. It's Macca's. Big Mac, quarter pounder, fillet of fish, feast and fries, a junior burger and cheeseburger. That's your menu. Rack off. Lee from Mount Nathan. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, the Lycra Army who bloody ride past on their bikes in packs at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning talking loudly amongst themselves. I reckon they're the most annoying.
I'm part of that pack sometimes, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut on this one, Brixie, and move on to Trisha. Go ahead, Trisha. Who did you want to say?
The most annoying Gold Coasters are the people who go to the velodrome in the ring.
Right.
Like your bike riders and your mountain bike riders. The love-waking people love at the crack of dawn on the weekend.
Well, you live by the velodrome, do you, Trish?
Oh, yes, I do.
Now, Trish, come on now. You're not being one of these people that move down to Coolangatta, and then when they moved it, after they've moved to Coolangatta, they start complaining about the airport noise. Like, what was there first?
No,
you or the velodrome? What was there first?
I say the velodrome.
Okay.
But since they put that so-called, the Commonwealth Games, and they put the mountain bike riding track around there?
Right,
that's
yes.
When the problem started. Before then, it was pleasant.
Have a bit of consideration is what Trish is saying. Let's go to Nikki from Tweed Heads. Go ahead, Nikki. What did you want to say?
The most annoying thing for me is when you are at the shopping mall in the car park and you're in reversing out and people walk behind you.
Oh, yeah.
And then they bang on the back of your car because it's your fault you've nearly hit them.
I get that one, yeah. And what about the people, like, you chuck on your reverse? I've had this. I had a stalemate at Southport Park on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Okay, I go to reverse out of Southport Park, and then a car is driving behind me and sees that my reverse lights come on, so they just stop. They stop, like, they're frozen. They're like, oh, this guy's coming out. And I'm like, I see you there, mate. You're right. I'm not going to reverse into you. And he just stopped. And then I was just like, mate, my life can't move forward until you make a decision of going forward or backwards. Where's my taser?
Just taser
these guys. Got out of the car, tasered him, put his car in drive, and then been able to get home to watch the footy. Hey, wasn't that interesting? Little cross-section of the Gold Coast and what's annoying us here at the moment. Thank you for your calls on that. We appreciate it.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.